Good morning all, and it would be Thursday today, the day before Good Friday, the last day of the working week, which is, for me at least, which is good. I wanted to pick up and tackle Paul Amani's question about whether a company should have multiple Twitter accounts. I think I'm going to come firmly down on the side of no. Mainly because I think most companies are so bad at Twitter anyway that having multiple Twitter accounts is not going to magically make their use of Twitter better. Should I have that as my main reason or not? The other thought I had was the dilution problem. And I think dilution is a bigger problem than a mixed message. I cannot imagine any company being so large that your customers don't know that you're in other sectors. Multiple sectors. It just wouldn't make sense. Now, there is a vague argument that if the sectors are so disparate, or more importantly, your products are so disparate between different sectors, then you could potentially argue to have different Twitter accounts targeting the different products. Maybe. Hypothetically, you could imagine the Tata Group in India having a different Twitter account for Tata trucks compared to Jaguar branded sports cars, for instance. That would justify two separate Twitter accounts. But Jaguar, for instance, might be in the luxury car market. They might also be in the racing market with the Le Mans 24, for instance. I don't see any need why they would want two different Twitter accounts to handle those two separate market segments. I mean, in this scenario, everyone knows that Twitter Jaguar makes cars. They don't need two separate Twitter accounts for that. And I think you get more confused as a follower. If I want to get in contact with a given company and I discover they've got four different Twitter accounts, I have got no idea which one I'm supposed to be reaching out to. I don't know how they've organised their business and how they want me to talk to them. I just want to talk to them. It's not my problem how they are organising themselves internally. A great example of this is something like 3UK, the mobile phone network in the UK. They've got two Twitter accounts, 3UK and 3UK support. I don't care, to be honest, as a client, which one I talk to. I want whichever one I talk to solve my problem. I really don't want to reach out to 3UK to get told, oh, you should have contacted 3UK support. That's not my problem, that's your problem. And I think there's a real danger that if you have multiple Twitter accounts, then you are likely to want to segment your users when your users and your clients don't want to be segmented. And being given the brush off because you've contacted the wrong one is a very negative experience. Companies do this all the time with email as well. You email a given email address and they come back to you saying, oh no, you should have contacted blah, blah, blah. Phone is the same. You make a telephone call, they tell you you phoned the wrong number and you need to dial another number because they can't help you. I don't care as a client. When I call my server hosting people, I really don't care what number I've dialed. If I've got through to the right company, they should be able to put me through to the right people to solve my problem. I think the dilution and confusion in the minds of clients trumps all when it comes to things like this.